Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. It's your boy, you see, live on IC Radio, your number one community radio. Yeah, we're so happy to be here this afternoon. And we have right here in our studio, one of the prominent people here in the Waya community, the person of Idris Abubakar. Yeah. Nice to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, so, we are happy to have you here in person.
Thank you very much.
Sir, we are aware of numerous things you've done in the community and how you also intend to do more. Sir, just tell us a bit about yourself, sir.
Well, first and foremost, we want to give glory to Almighty God. I also want to thank you for having me on this program. Frankly speaking, I'm happy to be a member of this community, Waya community. In the past, what we normally hear about the community is negativity. But today, young people like you are striving so hard to show that the narrative has been changed. You are changing the narrative on a daily basis. And that's one of the reasons I'm coming here today, to come and compliment your efforts. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you, sir. And moving forward, sir, tell us about your career, your teaching career.
Well, I am a teacher, primarily. I also involved in so many other community struggles that is geared towards human development and humanity in general. As far as Iwaya is concerned, I'm on the page with the people, the leadership of Iwaya community, whatever I can do in my little capacity to contribute to ensure that the community has a very, very strong upliftment, I will do. And so, as an individual, I've been a teacher for years, and I'm still teaching, and I continue to be a teacher. So I think for now, all I can say about myself is that I'm a teacher, and I love community projects. Anything that's going to bring the youth up in a very positive way, I will be there. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. And moving forward, also we all know that there is no profession that do not have its own challenges. Tell us, what are the challenges you face?
The challenges is enormous, but it is general also. It's not limited to our education industry alone. Today, when we were growing up, as a Yoruba person, we are very culturistic. We believe so much in heritage, and we love to give respect to our elders. All those ones are fading away gradually. And I pray one day to not be extinguished from the system. So it affects every strata of society. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think I'm feeling the pain much, but it cut across all other jobs. So we're not an island. I'm managing it. I'm on top of the situation.
Do you enjoy your profession, sir?
Very much. Very, very much. Very much. Is there anything I'm going to do again? If there's anything that's going to be, if you believe in reincarnation, I come back to this world, I'm still going to be a teacher. Because that is what God loves most. And we are the father. Teaching is the father of all other jobs. Whatever you think you're doing today, somebody must have taught you. So your teacher is your boss, it's your organ, it's your God-sent, mentor. So I believe in my job, I love it, and I did not regret taking it as a career.
Okay. Sir, as time progresses, we all get to understand that there are so many things too that has to do with people looking at the fact that I don't think I want to go to school again. Or people are getting to see that there are other ways in which they can actually make a living for themselves without actually going to school. Now, would you say, or what is your opinion about the saying that school is camp?
It's a very negative statement that should not be accepted by anybody. And I'm going to defend that with 101, explanation or practical examples. The huge gap between humanity or between man and God is knowledge. If God has given us the power to know everything that he knows, we will not have respect for God. The basis of life rested in knowledge. If you check the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Genesis, go and read those verses of Almighty Creator where knowledge is supreme. There is nothing you want to do today without knowledge. If you are embarking on any journey today and you don't have knowledge about, you have already failed on the very, very beginning. So, if somebody say knowledge is, school is camp, is a very negative statement. If not, that has no you can never defend it. So, I don't know what the person have in his mind to say. If you are saying that going to school, there are some things that you don't like about what is happening in the school, whether the methodology, whether the system, it's cut across. And it is you and I that brought it up. It wasn't so before now. Those of us who attended premier universities, premier colleges, what I mean premier, those olden days, we know how it was then. And that we are facing what we are facing now does not mean that education is scam or school is scam. School can never be a scam. It's an integrated process. It's a systematic procedure of human and capacity, development. How can it be a scam? From the beginning, you don't know how to read and write. Started from learning A for Apple, B for Ball, and today you cannot write faster. You can communicate with the rest of the world. How can that be a scam? How can that be a scam? And you can factor the reason why school is not a scam into so many things. You might say that your level of education does not determine the level of success. Yes and no, but no in a very big statement. Because there is nothing you want to do today. If you want to be a tailor today, you must learn the act of, sewing. You must learn the act of, fashion designing. You have to start with knowledge. Once knowledge is not in what you are doing, that thing is going to be very rough. So, anytime, any day, till the kingdom of God come, schooling can never be a scam. That is my submission.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll be right back as we go on the musical break.
Thank you.
All right, yeah,
Productions.
Help me spread this message like global come. Make nobody come, yeah, they come, they come. And no say no be everybody follow come. And no be everybody so be silly come. Yeah. Make them no come, they wash you. And make you do exactly what you want to. Make you no say I no tell you. Make you no let devil come, they use you. Yeah. But if I tell you say I love you, I beg you no go tell me to your move. That time 30 billion no go do you. That time they do more gonna go see you. Yeah. And if I start to distress you, let me know because I know want to vex you. But I'm lying, now only you will know you. The same time you go do anything with favor you. I love my go. So make we do the thing, make we do the live show. If body they hurt you, drink water. Don't come, they form like the butter. Because I know you know, say I know you. I know be every dressing will feed you. Make you know, make me mad. Attentiveness for my mother. I know fit holler, I know fit shout. I know I make that me and you don't talk about. And if I tell you, say I like you, I beg you know, let Shakara come, they kill you. That time 30 billion no go do you. That time Medu Moga no go see you. And if I start to distress you, let me know because I know I want to vex you. But I'm lying, now only you will know you. The
same time. Yeah, thank you very much. And we still have you in our studio, Mr. Idris Abubakar. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. To fast forward, sir, what is your opinion about the statement which says education is the key to success?
Like we have said in the past or in the previous interaction, what is the base of this communication we are having now? It's knowledge. If you look at the history of how radio station starts, it doesn't start with sending messages. It does not start by sending information across the globe. It was designed by some warriors military warriors to communicate during this, you know, during the you know, on the battlefield, to galvanize their strategies to wage war against one another then. But today, it has been factored into so many things. There's huge success in communication today. So, from the time immemorial, like I said, you look at the two books, the Quran and the Holy Bible, God has emphasized knowledge severally in those two holy books. Then at the beginning of the Africanism, African, we Africans, people believe that we are not knowledgeable. It is not correct. We are well educated before the coming of the white people, before the colonizations. It's just that we fail to document all. We'll be talking about Ifa Oracle. We'll be talking about so many things in different, you know, national, ethnic, you know, nationalities. They go down memory lane, go down history, discover that there is no community, there's no like that. Even the animal, the lower class animal, they were educated. There are a little bit of information they can share. And they know how to keep those things as a custom for those who are coming behind them. So there is no society which can grow without knowledge or education. And that is why everywhere, all over the world, even within the family setting, parents in their parenting should emphasize qualitative, comprehensive, and functional education, which can start from home. There we used to have formal and informal education. The one your mother gives you, how to dress up, how to eat, how to drink, how to behave in the society, may not be properly documented. It's a kind of, you know, informal education, which is also very powerful and key. Because the basis of all of the education, the beauty of all every education is character. When you are good, you can do this. People now ask you, are you a human being? Well, you become an indomitable young person. You need more than ordinary going to school. You need a comprehensive, you know, a qualitative and functional education. So that is how we look at it. Education is key to life. If I cannot see the kingdom of God, if you're not educated, because you won't know God.
Yeah, and there is this other question which I also want to ask, which is, there is this Yoruba saying that says that Ile ni ati
nko. Charity begins at home.
Yes, and as an educationist who practices here in the community, how has education influenced our community?
Generally speaking, the role of education has not changed, but it's a little bit different from one system to another. You cannot be talking of education without talking of curriculum. Then from the curriculum, you draw the scheme, the syllabus, and there must be a goal, there must be an objective. There's a long-term goal, there is a specific objective that as we are going and coming, they must see in you. So, if our community is not different from other communities, we have our black and white side of our, you know, system. But the only thing that is very painful today is that most of us parents give little attention to our children's upbringing today. The only thing we attend to is how to give them food and drink. There is more to parenting than just feeding a boy or a girl or a child. And it's really affecting every strata of our life today. Like I said, the Yoruba, let me take Yoruba for example. Very rich in culture, very rich in heritage. But today, you see people laughing at you because it has been a very correct Yoruba language. They make mock of you. It's so painful as an educator that you are doing the real thing. Today, we look at China, look at Ukraine, you look at those are the ones that we're talking about because of war. You look at Russia. No matter how brilliant, how educated a Chinese man is, he will not speak English with you. He will force you to go with his own culture. But here, we don't have respect for our cultures. When you do the needful now, as an African, as a Nigerian, as an Igbo guy, as a Yoruba man, some of your mates who are less educated like you will now begin to mock you and they will make it just of you. I think we have to create that impression. So, frankly speaking, it is very painful. And everybody must start doing something about it. You see somebody who sent an underage student to school and they want the children to be very good at English, and he could not say a word or two in his dialect, in his modern language. That is not educational. That is not civilization. It's anti-African. It's at our culture, which must be corrected at all times. So I think we all need to stand up and correct that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. And last time on the list, I believe in a saying which goes thus, which says, a leader is a leader, and a leader is a leader. And as an educationist, sir, give us an advice. How do you think you can advise people, you know, based on your profession, based on how people, you know, you get to see teachers,
right?
And how do you, you know, get to correct that notion?
Right. Now, first of all, let me tell you one thing, very clear, point blank. You will not be relevant in whatever you are doing, except you keep on reading and sourcing for knowledge on a daily basis. People who are playing your game today, the game you are playing today, some people played it yesterday. Some of them are still alive, but they're not relevant. You cannot bring Citroen vehicle or Mercedes-Benz of 1979 to bear now. Because the whole thing about the system is dynamism. The world itself is dynamic, nothing is static. The only thing that remains permanent is changes. So if you are not ready to read, if you are not ready to continue to seek for knowledge, whatever we are doing, there will be a time in your life you will not be relevant. So even if you have arrived, you still need more knowledge because you are not an island. You need to get from your messenger, from your cleaner. You are not supposed to be guerrilla to say, after all, I've been to university and I have PhD. No. It's only one way, one side of the knowledge that God has given you. There are millions out there you can learn from. So you must keep your door open to knowledge. And you must continue to read always, whether you are a student or a parent or, and you must have friends with information, relevant, good information that can catapult you to success in life. If you are myopic in your thinking, you are going nowhere. And what makes you myopic is your ability not to seek for new knowledge. So if you keep on seeking for new knowledge, you'll always be relevant. You'll be fresh in your thinking, in your perception. The philosophy that gave birth to education is restless. So if you don't want to be out of, or if you don't want to be fixed off whatever you are doing, you should keep on reading. You should keep on learning. As old as I am today, I must read in a day. It's a must. If I don't read a day, it's like I'm not worshiping God that day. Because I know that for every tip of thing I read, I'm going to put one or two things in my head. Take for example now, you can be challenged anytime. I'm here now talking. I don't know what I want to talk, but you are asking me questions. And I have to do my best. I mustn't say I want to be the best. But the little I have read will come to play when you ask me questions. So my advice to everybody who has become, who wants to become in life, is that keep on searching for relevant knowledge on what you believe you do. So, and by so doing, you keep on relevant in that your choosing career.
Thank you very much, sir. The moral lesson for today says that, well, don't stop reading. Don't stop, you know, sourcing for knowledge. Don't stop being inquisitive about knowing things. The moment you stop being inquisitive about things, the more you keep deteriorating, the more, you know,
yeah,
our brain is more like, you know, a computer. You
absolutely
know, the more you're passing more information into it, the more, you know, it's garbage in, garbage out.
That is why I commend. That's why I'm commending this your effort now, because it's going a long way to change so many things. For the first time, I say somebody is talking on the radio in our community, and it's centered on the community itself and the project. And that's the reason I'm trying to say, okay, whatever is going to cost me to do anything, so that those young people who felt they can make money through ritualism, through Yahoo, you are changing the narrative that is not correct, can become a billionaire overnight without stretching yourself so much, without making me to cry, by imbibing the correct culture, by getting all the assertion that Etoma Majin, Yoma Majin is wrong. It doesn't work. If you know how some of us started, some of us sold, you know, we sold what they call ghost blood today to educate ourselves. Our parents don't know how we go to our tertiary educations. But who is enjoying it today? we are the one our children. So it is not until you do bad because you can, because and those who are into it, look at their lifespan. They don't last long. They are not in jail. They die quickly. You can't make an old man who has just got his retirement benefit to cry by you know, extorting his money from his account. So, but look at what we are doing now. It's not going to, I don't expect it to be easier for any of you. But if you believe in what we are doing, one day, if I'm alive or dead, you're going to quote me. And it's always like this. Whatever is going to be good doesn't come so easily. But you keep on, you raise up, you might fall down, you garbage in, like I said now, you garbage in, one day, you become a professional. And we keep on sourcing for information about what you are doing. Glory of God will do it up for you. And one day you have cause to rejoice, not even by becoming a big person, but that you're helping the community to grow. So may God help us.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
It's so, so nice having you
You're welcome.
In our studio. We feel so, so privileged, you know, for you to give your busy schedule and come down here. Say thank you on behalf of the entire team of ICU Radio. We really appreciate you.
I'm grateful. Thank you for having me. I'm very grateful. God bless you.
Yeah, so we come to the end of today's show. Thank you very much. As we go on a musical break, don't touch that now.
Hey, Eddie, baby, it's your baby. Bye, boy. That way you did it, they make me dead happy. I'm falling for you long time,
more music at ninjaloaded.com.